Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
To cut to the chase, he's not happy that he's having to come hat in hand and ask for a deal. He's not happy at the first proposals that were made to him, which were a more modest bump and, again, incentives that were going to bring him higher than $23 million, but they were so unattainable, i.e. be the league MVP, i.e. win the Super Bowl, that they were almost, again, ghost incentives. So it became... At least, to put it mildly, there was a lot of wrangling that went on. Fortunately, they got it resolved, but now Brady has a chance to pull the ripcord on the whole thing at the end of the season if they don't come up with something.
That's Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. This is Zolak and Bertrand minus Zolak. Hardy sliding over. Tim McCone is here as well. How you doing, McCone? Nice to see you again.
I'm good.
McCone wearing the Sipowicz shirt today. That is a short sleeve dress shirt, is what that is.
Do you like it?
Yes, I do. And nice. Andy Sipowicz would rock that thing while working a case.
Pounding the table, interviewing the suspect.
That reference goes right over my head.
That's NYPD blue, Andy Sipowicz.
Yeah. Typing up the fives at the end of the shift.
Right. That was, again, Tommy Curran talking about Tom Brady and his negotiation. I spent yesterday saying something changed from a year ago. A year ago, the Patriots gave five incentives to Tom Brady instead of giving him a pay raise the way they did this year when they handed him $8 million. Guess what? According to Tommy Curran, they tried to do that again. They tried to do it again. And this time, Tom Brady said, no, not doing that again. We're not doing that again, guys. Not this time. This time you're going to give me a raise. And again, this time they not only gave him a raise of $8 million, they gave him freedom at the end of the year. They tried to go down that road again. That's what Tommy Curran just reported in that clip. They tried to go the incentive road, Hardy. How about some incentives? How about no?
See, part of my incentives, guys, you know, if those incentives include, like, you know, completions and touchdowns and things like that, someone has to be there to catch the ball for me. And I don't know if you noticed, but Gronkowski's not here, and Josh Gordon probably not going to be here. So, yeah, I'm not doing it all by myself. If it's just showing up for practice on time type of incentive, okay, that one maybe I can accomplish on my own. But a lot of these other incentives involve other people that you put around me, and I'm not feeling great about it. Plus, even if there were, no, not doing an incentive contract again. I don't blame him one bit for that.
And so you take what he said there, Tommy Curran sort of indicating that Tom Brady was unhappy with the process and unhappy by the end of all this. That he's not exactly thrilled with how this all went this summer with the Patriots. And you take that report and you sort of go back and listen to what Tom Brady said when he spoke publicly in Detroit the other day.
Yes.
And just sort of the tone of that press conference. And it sort of matches up. He didn't sound like a guy who was thrilled. It is what it is. You know, I've got a year to go and we'll see what happens. He wasn't exactly excited or relieved or any of those things.
It is what it is. That's a good line.
Yeah, it's a good line. It is what it is,
and guys. I've been thinking about it for a couple of days now. I've been thinking about, like, what is it that went so poorly? Why is he so upset? He got a raise. You know, he can do whatever he wants at the end of the year. And, you know, in that moment, when they're negotiating or you finally come to terms with the fact that, who am I kidding? I'm going to play this game at least two more years. At least two more years. Give me two more years. and guarantee me the money. At this point, I think I'm worth the guaranteed money after six Super Bowl championships and nine trips there in total. And I've never gone anywhere else, and I've gone through it, every different conceivable configuration with this offense and player after player. And I, okay, just guarantee me money for 2 years, and let's do it for two more years if you want to do an option after that. And if they weren't willing to do that, if they weren't willing to guarantee him the money, if they weren't willing to give him the 2 years guaranteed, and they said, no, 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 maybe it's that it. It could be just that 1 year, Beetle.
It may
just
have
that
been,
1 year that pissed him off and said, you have, after all this, you still don't have faith in me, faith that I'll be here, faith that I'm going to be able to perform, faith that I'll be able to succeed with whatever happens, with whoever goes down due to injury, with whoever gets suspended indefinitely by the league, with whatever gets thrown my way, a four-game suspension for doing something that everybody else in the league does. But no matter what, I always come back and I win. And after all that, you're still not going to guarantee me a certain dollar amount for not five, not even three. A couple years, a couple more years, and if they said no to that, that would be enough to piss him off.
Or maybe what he had to threaten to get whatever it is he got. Why are you making me do this to you? Why are you making me tell you?
That sounds like a domestic situation.
Why are you making me be abusive in this relationship?
Yeah, right. That's not.
Why are you making me tell you that I am not going to Detroit this week? Why are you making me do that? Why are you forcing me to take my ball and go home? Do you really want me to do that? You don't want me to do that, but I will. I will do that, and it shouldn't have to come to this, guys.
Like, abuse me.
Right. I will go home. Don't make me go home to Brookline and continue packing up my closets, because I will, because we've got a house going on the market this week. Don't make me go do that.
Well, that's the other thing, Beetle. Was that even a decision that got made until after this happened?
I mean, doesn't it all sort of align with whatever was going on this summer? Did everything happen as a domino of what went on between him and the team this summer? All these decisions, going to New Jersey and Connecticut and Manhattan to look at schools and deciding to put the house up for sale in Brookline. Is this all a result of whatever the hell was going on this summer? And by the way, there's more from Tommy Caron. This on the Quick Slants podcast, more of an inside look from what he has learned and the sources he has talked to about how this played out behind the scenes in this negotiation.
When he stood at the bargaining table this time and knew that he had an expiring contract, he wanted to be there. What he wanted to get was some long-term security that would allow him to play till 43, 44, maybe 45, as he has stated. I've always known that he wanted to play until 43. He told me that in 2012 when he signed a deal, a renegotiated deal. So when he stepped to the table and the Patriots weren't giving him the surety that he would get that, what he quickly pivoted to was wanting to have his own autonomy. The Patriots first offered him a more modest pay raise and incentives. All that together would have brought him to about $25 million, but the incentives were so difficult to reach that it wasn't going to work. Brady did say, you know what, we'll do that, but you can't franchise me. In turn, the Patriots actually backed off of that because they were very resistant to the initial thought of not being able to franchise him. They asked him why he wanted to do that, and he said, look, I want to have the mobility. I want to have the certainty for the first time in my career and the ability to control my future.
My goals apparently don't line up with your goals. My idea of my future apparently doesn't align with yours because you keep wanting to go year to year. So you know what? Let's go year to year. Let's truly go year to year then. You don't want to guarantee anything beyond this year? I don't want to guarantee anything of mine to you beyond this year. Let's go.
He wants me a free man.
He
wants the mobility. He wants the freedom to do whatever it is that he wants to do.
It could just be him calling their bluff too, though, right? Or just calling them. Fine. That's okay. You don't want to guarantee anything beyond this year. Well, I don't want to be your property beyond this year then.
And listen, I still don't think he's going anywhere else. I don't think he would play for another team. I don't think Bob Kraft would allow him to play for another team. He would figure out a way to make it so that Brady would stay. However, if what Curran just said is accurate, and when you look at how this deal is laid out, even I have to admit it's in the realm of possibility. that he goes elsewhere. Because it's right there in the deal. He is a free agent at the end of this season.
Or it could simply be, Hardy, I've taken care of you on contracts forever. And now you don't want to take care of me at the end? Fine. Apparently the taking care of each other is over. Which means when we get to the end of the year, I can shop myself. And then I can come back and tell you what the price is if you want to keep me. And that way, we're all on the same page. I want to be a Patriot. You want me to be a Patriot. But you'll know exactly what it costs. No more discounts. Because we don't take care of each other on these deals anymore. You didn't want to take care of me. You only wanted to keep me on a year-to-year basis. So fine. You don't get to franchise me. I get to hit the market. I'll find out what my value is. And I'm not going anywhere. But you'll know exactly what Tom Brady costs in the year 2020. Because we'll go out and find out what the market value is. And then I'll come back and let you know what you owe me. And I'll still stay here in New England. I'll still play quarterback. But there's no cut. There's no discount. You pay full ride, full fare for Tom Brady in 2020. And I don't think you're going to like the price. But there's no more discounts. Because if you don't want to take care of me the way I've taken care of the team on all my deals, always taking a little less to help the team, to put a better roster out there, to make sure we get all those special teamers on their deals that we need, all the way down to number 53 on the roster, well, then guess what? No more deals. I get full fare in 2020. I'll let you know what it costs. Doesn't mean I'm looking to run out the door. Doesn't mean I'm looking to go to New York or Miami or Tennessee or any of these other rumored crap bag teams. It just means there's no more deals. I make the full money now. That's what I get. Because you don't want to take care of me the way I've taken care of you. That's what it might mean. Why he doesn't want to be franchised in 2020. You want to go year to year? We'll go year to year. No more deals. Tom Brady's putting his foot down. That's what that might be.
And demand all that money in 2020 to stay?
Yep. And what are they going to do?
What's your backup
plan? Not pay him?
Shuttle bus.
They're going to not pay him?
You got Stidham. You got Stegman. Put Steggy in. You want to put Steggy in next year?
Good luck. Good luck.
Tom Brady's still playing well?
You might get a few season ticket cancellations if that happens. Good luck selling out the suites if Stidham's at quarterback. Those red seats might look a little thin. Good luck. I'd pay him. Yeah. I'd pay him.
Subway. That's not a
show. I'd pay him. Because, that's what I would do. I'd pay up. I'd cut the check. That's just me. I know I'm not the smart business guy, but that's just me. That's idiot talk show host speaking. Pay the quarterback.
I may have come up with enough money to pay Tom Brady guaranteed for a couple of years.
I'd figure it out.
At the end of his career, when you have a chance at truly cementing his legacy.
I'd figure it out.
As the greatest in all time in the history of sports and maybe get you another trip or two to the Super Bowl. I may have... figured that out.
I'd try and get that deal done. I would. 617-779-0985. That's why I'd say there's no way in hell we're letting this guy leave town. No way. Stidham?
Stidham.
By the way, another train derailed this morning. They're using shuttle buses to get people. Green Line, Newton, another MBTA issue. Good news, though, that Olympic cash, that infusion of Olympic cash for 2024, we'll be fixing that any day now. Any day now, we'll be fixing that. More on Tom Brady's contract, because it sounds like it was a bad summer for him. Bad summer for Tom Brady and the Patriots. He doesn't sound happy, according to Tommy Curran's reports on NBC Sports Boston. We'll get to your calls, of course, on this, 617-779-0985. More to come. What if he was to leave, Hardy? What if he did go elsewhere? Where the hell would he go?
I have many thoughts on that.
Hardy has a lot of thoughts on that.
You want to talk about cautioning guys against making decisions in the short term? I have some thoughts on Tom Brady if he's actually considering
all
that.
All of that is on the way.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com. Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
First, our introduction. Zolak. Bertrand. Continues 98.5 The Sports Hub.
That was a hard end to that. Wow. Beadle and Hardy, Zoe is on his way to Detroit today. 617-779-0985. Next Tuesday, the 13th, the Sports Hub celebrates 10 years as Boston's hope for sports. 7 to 5. 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. We'll be looking back at some of the biggest moments of Boston sports, the biggest Sports Hub moments as well from the past 10 years. Our 10th anniversary celebration presented commercial-free thanks to Aaron's, the king of snow. Thank you, Aaron's. From championship celebrations to agonizing defeats, it's been quite a ride. Tuesday on air and streaming anywhere on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app and on our website where you get that app, 98.5thesportshub.com, where you go. Check it out. We'll be here. 4 hours on this show, commercial-free, grinding it out, doing it big, covering all kinds of things from the last 10 years. So, hope you'll join us for that. Tom Brady, got some new reporting on that. Tommy Curran's been all over it. Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston. He's been the best source on this story, I think. Really anything Tom Brady-related. 617-779-0985. So, it doesn't sound like it was a great summer for Tom Brady. He doesn't sound thrilled with how this all went. And it feels like there is more uncertainty now for Brady going forward than we would have had nothing happened. If Brady just come back and played out the final year of his deal and the Patriots still had the rights to franchise or transition tag or any of that, I think this story would have sort of died out. We were talking about it the last few weeks anyway during camp. But how much longer could we have kept bringing that up or kept talking about it? It would have been mentioned from time to time. Now I sort of feel like this hangs over the season now. And maybe it's fresh and I'm overreacting.
Unless,
and it's new, and so it feels big.
I mean, they can always rework something during the season and work out a different deal where he is actually extended.
Oh, yeah, you think that's going to happen?
No. But of course it hangs over the season. He's gonna be able to do whatever he wants come March.
It's the countdown to Tom Brady's free agency.
Oh. Okay.
And if he doesn't have receivers, we say, oh, well, Brady's going into free agency. He doesn't have to put up with this anymore. Or, you know, it's just everything can be framed that way.
Yeah.
All right, and we'll be in the back of all of our minds. That sort of stinks.
So Tom Brady is ready to select the nuclear option, to press the button, the big button at the end of it. And you know what? Screw this. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not dealing with every year and having to do something. There are so many teams that would take me right now, and there are so many teams that would want me right now. We've got, you know, good breakdowns of what some writers feel would be gettable dollars and a free agent market for Tom Brady with different teams, right? If I were Tom Brady and I were considering this, I would be very, very careful, because the conversation for decades now has been, is it Brady or is it Belichick or is it both? You know, who's more important? Not who's more valuable, which is an interesting question to the team right now, but really, is it Brady, but is a combination of the two and ownership? Bring it all together, right? Bring them all three into the fold.
No, but on Sundays, game day, preparation for week one.
That's it. If Brady goes somewhere else, as I heard theorized last night, I don't know who was on for Jones last night. I was listening last night at some
point. Joe Murray.
Joe Murray, probably. It was probably Joe Murray who said something along the lines of Tennessee. You know, he can go to Tennessee. He can go play with Mike Vrabel in Tennessee, right? Guy that he knows from having played with him before. and they both have a history of maybe butting heads with Belichick from time to time, and go play in Tennessee. Wouldn't that be something for a couple-year deal, big money at the end of your career? What if you go there, and you don't suck, but you're 9-7? What if you go there and you all of a sudden are not exposed, but just appear to be an above-average quarterback in the league on a team that misses the playoffs? When's the last time Tom Brady missed the playoffs?
2002.
Uh-oh. What does that do to your whole post-football plan of touting TB12 as the ultimate fountain of youth, and you can defy expectations and defy the odds, and it's about the stretching and the nutrition and my way of life. It's my way of life that allows me to succeed. Oh, actually, you know what? It appears it was Bill Belichick, and he had as much to do with that as you did. Because when you did go to another team, Tom, you ended up just being a good quarterback. And there are a ton of good quarterbacks in this league who don't make it to their conference championship. There are a ton of above average quarterbacks year after year. You can name several year after year who not only don't go to the, they don't make the playoffs because of the coaching and what they have surrounding him. And if Tom Brady is, I'm not saying exposed as fraudulent or anything like that, but just reveals himself to be an above average quarterback in a system that doesn't allow him the opportunity to win the division every year and then go to the conference championship and win multiple Super Bowls. How does that not tarnish his legacy?
I never know what's just for us or for the viewers on our simulcast.
Yes.
I've got a picture of TB Titan over there.
Oh, that's scary.
Oh, my. And now it's for everybody.
That's a terrible-looking uniform, isn't it?
It really is.
It's awful.
It's Tom Brady photoshopped into a Titans uniform.
I've always thought that Titans uniform looked like something from Any Given Sunday. Somebody that the Sharks were playing in a random week.
That is something.
Oof.
Oh, boy.
His throwing motion looks off, too. Looks weird.
Well, maybe it's not him. Maybe they just superimposed his face.
Right.
Oh, really?
Well, which do you think it is, T-Bone? Do you know for sure? Did they superimpose the face or did they superimpose the uniform? You don't know. Tell me, oh, really? Blockhead. Sorry about the blockhead thing, Tom.
TB Titan.
Idiot.
You're right, though, Hardy. If you go somewhere else, uh-oh, you're putting that pristine reputation
in jeopardy.
In jeopardy. What if it's for a giant bag of cash, though?
Is that what he's in it for?
I don't know. He wanted some sort of long-term, you know, security in this deal.
Money equals respect to these guys.
Yes.
He wants the respect.
Yes.
And it comes in the form of money because that's really the only way that they're in
this. And I will also say this. He would have to play incredibly poorly to damage his own personal reputation. Wouldn't he himself have to be a complete puddle to do damage to TB12, to the Tom Brady brand?
I don't know. Right now, how did he play in the Super Bowl? How did Tom Brady play in the Super Bowl? How did Tom Brady play in the, other than Kansas City?
He made some great throws in that Super Bowl.
He made some great throws. But he...
And was fabulous in Kansas City.
He led an offense that put up 13 points against a good defense, but not an all-world defense in the Rams, right? And he still gets accolades and lauded as having won another Super Bowl. You put that same performance out there and put up 13 points in a big game like that against a team that somehow manages to figure out whatever defensive plan Bill Belichick and Brian Flores threw at you that week. And it changes. People aren't talking about what a great game he had when he led his team to 13 points. They're talking about he couldn't get it done. Oh, Brady couldn't get it done without Belichick and all the help and all the other things that go into making the Patriots a successful franchise. Whether that's fair or unfair, but I think it's for the most part fair. Tom Brady would be viewed as an above average quarterback on a team that didn't do well in the postseason, or maybe didn't even make it to the postseason. You have to at least, if you're going to accept the possibility and put it in the realm of possibility that Tom Brady might walk and play for another team at the end of the season, then you just by sheer logic have to say it's also possible that whatever team he goes to goes 7-9 because they don't have the coaching and they don't have the coordinators and they don't have the system in place that the Patriots have had for 20 years. What would that do to his reputation? Well, it would change him from the guy who essentially could not lose in New England, won the division every single year, went to the playoffs virtually every single year, to a guy who, well, at the end of the day, he's a Hall of Famer. He's the greatest to ever play, but at the end, time won. Yeah, he ended up. I guess it was as much about Belichick, maybe even more about Belichick. That answers the question. Now we know. Was it Brady or Belichick? It was Belichick. It ended up being the two of them equally. Right now, you could make the case it's more Brady. You could make the case that it's more Brady than Belichick, or you could argue it either way. But if he goes somewhere else and doesn't succeed, well, that kind of helps the argument of anyone who says it was more about the coaching and it wasn't as much about the one player. The one guy out of 11 on offense, or the one guy out of 22 who was out there for only half the game. I don't know that you want to do that to your legacy. If I'm Tom Brady, I would have serious, serious hesitation about going somewhere else where I wasn't absolutely sure we were going to be able to succeed at the same or at least close to the same level as I have been year after year in New England.
617-779-0985, the telephone number. We'll get back to your calls. We see you waiting there. Appreciate that. We'll get to those calls coming up next, so don't go anywhere.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Go to your phones. Joe's in Maine today. What's up, Joe? Joe, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yep.
Yeah. I just want to talk about Brady leaving. I don't think there's any chance Brady's leaving at the end of this year. Everybody talks about Joe Montana left, Brett Favre left, but they always had the backup in place. They had Steve Young and Aaron Rodgers. What are they going to go to? Brian Hoyer next year, or bring Danny Etlin off the wide receiver squad to go back throwing? I don't see Bob Kraft letting Tom Brady walk.
Well,
he's been
also
too loyal.
Yep. Okay, go ahead.
He's been too loyal to the Patriots. I mean, every year he takes less money than, I mean, when Eli Manning's making more money than he is, that's crazy. He's won 6 titles. Should have had 7 if Bill hadn't screwed up the Eagles one. And who knows? They got a great chance to win another one this year. And to let him walk out and have Stedman, or whatever his name is, start next year, that's crazy. Why would you do that? You just pay him his money for another year or two and bring Stedman along and then let Brady walk out in the sunset. I can't see him playing somewhere else. I can't see Bob Kraft letting him leave.
I can't see it either, but you have to, at the very least, put it into the realm of possibility. And it's something that I still say, it's not likely. But after negotiating during the summer, and the best they can come up with is a one-year deal where they can't franchise him at the end, they can't transition tag him at the end, and he becomes a free agent, then you have to at least say, well, it's possible. And if that's possible, then you have to say, well, the other possibility is he doesn't retire. He goes to play for another team if he wants to keep playing.
And Brady was asking for more years. Tommy Curran said Brady went into this thing asking them for more years. He wanted to have more years from the Patriots. This summer, part of that conversation was, yeah, give me more years. I want to be here. And they hemmed and hawed. And, you know, as Tommy Curran had reported earlier in the summer, the Patriots didn't really know how to proceed. Well, that cost them. And in the process, that upset Tom Brady, because Tom Brady's plans are to keep playing and keep playing for the Patriots. And he found out, apparently, this summer,
they don't have that same plan.
They don't have that same plan, that their plans don't exactly align. They'd like to just go year to year. And he wants a commitment. He wants to keep doing this.
And I don't think it's a coincidence that 2 days after this all goes down, their house pops up on the market. Maybe for an unreasonable amount of money that it's not really going to sell for at $39.5 million. But, oh, that's been in the planning for years. Is it? I don't know. Think about it. Tom and Giselle, once again, not like us. If one of them or one of their people makes a call and says, we want our house on the market in 2 days, you think they can get that done, Beetle? You think Tom Brady and Giselle have the resources at their disposal to have someone come out and shoot a few photos and get the house listed on the MLS in a 3 or 4 day turnaround? Hell, you and I could do that. It's not that big of a deal.
But what he's talking about is, oh, there's always been so much loyalty. Maybe what he found out is that the loyalty was not a two-way street. All that loyalty, and now he's thinking, you know what? I don't know these guys anything. I don't know anybody anything anymore. I can do whatever it is I want to do. I don't owe this team anything. I can finish out my year, and whatever I do can be my choice for the first time in my career. And I'm at the age where that's what I want. I want to have a choice.
Yes.
And maybe that choice is to stay and keep doing this. Maybe it isn't. But all I know is that that's what I feel like having, a choice. Because it's never been a choice for him, ever.
Right. And that's worth something. You know, it may be difficult for a young man like McCone to understand. But honestly, as you get older, it's really more about the flexibility and the choices. You know, the ability to say yes or no.
Well, if I'm Brady, though, too, I want to go, you want me to go year to year, and then you're going to surround me with Jacoby Myers.
Right.
And that's how you're going to evaluate this season.
You want to evaluate me. If we're not, I got to throw a number 69 out there. I'm throwing a 69. You can't even get me a real receiver in here. I got Edelman.
A receiver with a real number.
Yeah, you can't even get me receivers. And you want to evaluate. You want to go year to year and then evaluate. I mean, you want to do the incentive bull crap again, and I don't have a single real guy outside of Jules. No, not doing that. And then you don't want to commit beyond this year. I don't want to do that either. What am I doing? Why am I doing this dance with you anymore? Why am I doing this with you? That's probably what dawned on him this summer, and that's why he's pissed. And that's why the house is up for sale. And that's why the family's going to Connecticut or Alpine and going to Manhattan for schools. Because maybe he's just had enough. He's not doing the dance anymore. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. Maybe.
And it's not decided, and it's, you know, nothing. He's playing here this year, and we'll find out what happens. But that's where they live. That's their home. That you know, as far as I know,
that is their
their base of operations. That's where they get the mail, right?
Yeah.
Mail's delivered there.
Yeah.
For them to list that house for sale, it sends a message. It's not a great one for Patriots fans who want Tom Brady to play here for 3 more years. Them listing that home in Brookline is not what you want to have happen. What are they doing? Where are they
Hardy, last week, what did we hear? But all the sacrifices, the family time.
Wow.
I mean, we know that the family time,
that's
the fill in the bucket, is so important.
That's more about Giselle's sacrifice.
Okay, but
what she has to do.
But stop. Don't go down this road. We know about
Beetle. He went to training camp.
I know, Hardy. You want to go down the Giselle road every time we do this, but listen.
Do you not understand what she sacrifices when he goes and stays at a hotel down in Foxborough for 3 days?
This is someone
that's a big deal.
Who consistently talks about the pull of family time. So a person who is obviously very invested in their family life is now going to move his family elsewhere and then not be with his family for the entire football season?
He's going to helicopter in. Didn't you hear yesterday? He's going to take the chopper.
Okay.
The whirly bird.
All right. I'm just asking. I'm asking a question.
No, one does not jibe with the other. Unless all that family stuff is horse crap.
That could be true, too.
More negotiating.
That could be true as well.
It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good for Patriots fans. It's that you should not be feeling good about having Tom Brady as your quarterback for any time beyond this year on this day. That's a That's all it boils down to.
Whether it be retirement or playing elsewhere.
Or whatever.
Whatever it might be.
I mean, you know it's going to happen. We all know it's an eventuality. But for everyone who's hanging their head, you said he's playing until 45. He'll be here playing until he's 45. Maybe. The things that have taken place over the last 4 or 5 days are not indicative of a guy who's going to play 100% playing with the New England Patriots until he's 45 years old. Everything that we've learned over the past few days are not pathways that lead to that end. They're just not.
617-779-0985 is that telephone number. And coming up next, we're giving away tickets to Zach Brown Band at Fenway Park, so stay tuned.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.best40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
The southern wind sings again, and not a lullaby.
Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see the Zach Brown Band on Sunday, September 1st at Fenway Park. Tickets for this newly added show are still available at redsox.com/Zach Brown Band. Call the contest line only, 617-931-0985 for your chance to win. Let's jump back to your calls. More Tom Brady talk today. Major, major story.
Some interesting tweets, too.
Yeah.
Deciphering these things. We'll get to them.
Don't you love the theories, though? The theories on why the house is for sale? I mean, it's anything other than Brady might be moving on. It's
right.
Anything other than that.
Right.
Bill in Hubbardston today, if I can.
What?
Hold on.
Hey.
Hey, Bill, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I think Brady's smart.
Yeah.
And I think he's making plans to move on, but he built the house in California, and he made $40 million on that deal when he sold it.
Yeah.
He's getting ready to move on. He's looking at where his next move is going to be, but I think he's moving because the market is right to sell a house.
So why would he then buy another one right away?
The market is not right to sell the house, sell a $40 million house right now. I don't believe.
Well, he's not going to sell it in a day. It's going to take a while to sell. I think everybody's just off the edge, over the top on that he's leaving. He's running out the door.
Okay, I've heard this one too. Market is hot, and the real estate market could burst at some point, right? Then why is he also buying at the same time? That only works if you're getting in, getting out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That doesn't work if you're then just buying another property. You're still buying high too.
Correct.
It doesn't make any sense. So, debunked. bad one. Bad excuse.
The fact is,
yeah, Giselle is a model, and she's got a lot of work in New York City.
Well, what's she been doing for the last 7 years that they were building this house and living in Brookline? Right, they bought the land in 2013, right? They built it in 2015. They've been living there for 5 years or so.
I just wouldn't want to move again. Oh, my God. The boxes and the Sharpies.
The parking and the everything. All those cars, the 20 cars they got to move. Who's going to move all them?
Is that all off-street parking?
All of it. You see the little parking lot that drive through that front entryway into the little parking area?
Yeah, it's nice. This is not like the California home. They never lived in that one, as far as I know.
Oh, no, I don't think they ever moved in.
No, they built it.
They built it and sold it to Dr. Dre.
Oh, and talked it all up as being all, green and, self-sustaining. And it's got its own soybean power plant, down in the basement next to the, salinator. So you don't even use town water. All this stuff. Desalinator. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's different. This is their home. This is where they live. This is where he leaves his house every day to go to work.
Home base.
They're not going to live it. If someone shows up today with $39.5 million, I'm like, yeah, I'll pay twice what that place is worth. Even if you might be trying to make a statement, but I'll buy it. Then what?
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by.
Eduardo in Newton. Eduardo.
Hey, guys. Listen, you guys are falling for it. Brady's he's pump faking everybody with this. Oh, I'm mad with the contract. Here's my theory on this whole thing. You know, the timing of the house sale, you guys already said it. I think these guys already got together, Brady and Kraft, and Kraft knows all his billionaire real estate cronies, and there's a handshake deal for Brady to unload his mansion at a ridiculous price. And he's probably got his choice of a million beautiful properties out there that Kraft's buddies are going to hook him up with, and that's how he makes up the contract difference.
Yeah, that type of speculation we all engage
good.
In it. And but
good.
It's,
call us back when he buys another home here.
Yeah. Who's available right now?
Call us back when he buys another home here in the Boston area.
Somebody just bought a big house and then had to leave it. One other athlete. He probably doesn't want the Backus place. It's on a busy street, as Fred Tutcher has pointed out a number of times.
The Kyrie one?
He was renting.
Oh, that's
Kyrie
renting.
Was renting.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's been rumored and speculated on. And look, I don't think he gets the land without the help from the Crafts. But anything like that is like... And I heard Felger mention this. It was a good point. That type of digging around is not that tough to do in terms of like real estate deals where the numbers don't match up. Ask the coaches and the instructors and the people who got their kids into college here recently about how easy it is to get busted on real estate deals that don't make sense on paper. And then you connect the dots and say, oh, some favors were done for each other. That would be a big violation of league policy. And Robert Kraft and the Patriots have been under the microscope for many, many years now. I don't know that they engage in that kind of shenanigans if it would be easily uncovered by simply checking out a few documents down at the title office.
Is that why Brady demanded that he can't be franchised too? Does that align with that story? I'm just wondering. Does that all add up?
That doesn't really fit that narrative.
Brady made sure to make sure he couldn't get franchised because Robert was going to take care of him in a real estate deal?
That part doesn't necessarily sound like cover.
Do those go together?
No.
Oh,
if they do, I don't see how they do.
Yeah, he's just duping you.
Pump fake.
Oh, my God.
Real estate pump fake.
Break. Give me a break.
Amy in Falmouth. Amy.
Yes.
Hi.
Do you think it's just something as simple as he wants to be closer to his son, Jack? He preaches family.
Yeah.
And he's going to start that process now.
Yeah. You know what? I think long term, absolutely. That makes a ton of sense, Amy. But the fact is, he still works in Foxborough for 9 months out of the year. And conceivably, he would want to be closer to where he has to go every day. You know, that's the part that I have trouble wrapping my head around. Yes, it would make sense family wise for him to be closer to his other son who lives in New York. But if you're going to play football for 3 more years and you're going to play for the Patriots, I don't know. I don't know that I can justify moving that far away and being, you know, really close to my son, but really far away from work. Because it is hell and gone from Foxborough. I don't care if you're taking a whirly bird or not. That's a long commute.
But keep in mind, too, it's going to take a while to sell a $40 million house, so he's getting a jump on that. And maybe he's thinking this could be his last year, potentially.
Perhaps, yeah. And that, look, that goes back to what I was saying weeks, months ago. Brady is, in fact, himself year to year.
Yeah, it's not about this year.
It's about the years beyond.
It's like it's about 2 more years.
And I tell you
beyond
what,
this one.
You take the question of any animosity out of this between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and ownership and all that stuff. At the root of this lies what I was talking about here a long time ago. Tom Brady may be done after this year. We've been talking about this for so many years now.
He might be.
If he
but
would,
why do you want more than just this year on the deal? Why was he asking for that? Why is he upset that he didn't get it? If that's what he's truly considering, Why was he upset that he didn't get more than this year? Why was he looking for more than this year?
Because he wants options. You can always retire. Even if you have multiple years there, you can still walk away.
It feels like he knows he wants at least next year. And Tommy Curran has been adamant about that point, that he wants at least next year, that he knows he's in for at least the next two. And beyond that, maybe he doesn't know what the future is. But it feels like he definitely wants this year and next. And they didn't even want to go there. They didn't even want to go beyond this coming season, which I just find honestly stupid. You're afraid of the risk of what Tom Brady will be next year? Really? That's too much of a risk to sign him up for a contract for 2020? You're worried about that? That is ridiculous. That should piss him off.
Yeah, and he could always... He wants the options. He wants the options of being able to play or not play. He wants to be able to... And whether he truly wants an option of being able to play somewhere else, fine. But the more options, the better.
You know how the contract has dummy years on it, Hardy?
Yeah.
They could have given him one real year and then added two dummy years.
Yeah.
They could have said, Tom, we'll give you an $8 million raise. We'll give you $30 million for 2020, and then we're going to tack on two dummy years where we spread out all kinds of fake... Could have done that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will self-destruct after 2020. And then you have the year-to-year. But at the very least, let's get you signed up for 2020. This isn't going to be a lame duck year.
Right.
You know, he wouldn't have agreed to that.
Maybe they really like Stegman.
Stegman.
Maybe they're willing to move on with Steggy.
They forget to T-H-I-N-K.
I am going to forget what his name is. We've already.
So you're doing the same thing over and over every single day, world.
Not Stedman. Stidham.
Stidham. Jarrett Stidham.
I like Steggy. I like Stegman.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special event disclosures for full details.